Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifim Beis and Gimel. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Yechidim Hatzrichim Lematar B'Yemos Hachama, In Shoalim Oso B'Birkas Hashanim, Ela B'Shomei Tfila. If you have individuals who are in need of rain during the summer season, which is when we generally don't need rain, so they should not pray for rain by saying V'Sein Talumatar in Birkas Hashanim, but rather they should add it in Shomei Tfila. Who's considered Yechidim? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Vafilu ir gedola kininve, o eretz achas kula, kimo Sfarad bechlala, o Ashkenaz bechlala, ki Yechidim damu. Even a large city or even an entire country could still be considered like an individual in this regard. So b'shomei tefila, they add it in v'sein talamatar to shomei tefila. Umihu. Im be'eretz achas kula hatzrichim matar b'imos hachama, if you live in a country where it's clear that you need rain even during the summer, and a person in that country makes a mistake and says v'sein talumatar during Birkas Hashanim, so then the Rama says imrotze, if he wants to chozer mispalel b'toras nedava b'lo she'ila b'Birkas Hashanim, he can daven again as a nedava without saying v'sein talumatar during Birkas Hashanim, aval eno mechuyov lachzor klal. However, he is not mechuyav to repeat. Hishmona Esrei would count in that case. So says Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches. In Shoalin Oso, V'avti Yisrael Kaman B'Simin Kuf Yutes Dim Hayatzarech LeParnasa Omra B'Virkas Hashanim. So the Mishnah Berurah is attuned here to a distinction, because we're going to say about Parnasa, about asking for sustenance, that if you need it, then you say it during Birkas Hashanim, even as an individual. So what's the difference where you can add to Birkas Hashanim for Parnasa, but not for rain? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Shaini Parnasa shehu davar hatzarech lakol ve'in bo hezek l'shum adam, avol matar yash bo hezek l'shar aratzus. Asking for sustenance is something that everyone needs at all times. There's no damage to others when you ask for your personal sustenance. However, rain can sometimes be damaging to other places, and therefore we don't add rain just for an individual need into Birkas Hashanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tes, B'Shomei Atfila, V'Nira Delefizeh, if you can add V'Sein Talamatar to Shomei Atfila, when what? When you live in a place that needs rain during the summer, then Dekol Shekin Sheyashlan Ulishol Matar B'Shomei Atfila Achar Zayin Mar Cheshvan, Obin Pesach La'atzeres, So then Kol Shekin, then one could add V'Sein Talumatar to Shomei Atfila after Zayin Mar Cheshvan, but before Shishim Yom Litkufa, or between Pesach and Shavuos. So then you could add V'Sein Talumatar in those cases. The Ha'afilu B'Tkufas Tamuz, the Simin Klalahim, Shoalim V'Shomei Atfila. Because what we see here in Shulchan Aruch is that even during the real summer time of Tkufas Tamuz, the time period of Tamuz, one can still add V'Sein Talumatar to Shomei Atfila, despite the fact that otherwise it would be a klala. It would be a curse to have rain during that time. Kasav Taz, ha de tzibur mutar lehispala b'shomei atfila, hainu kishim ispalalin b'lachash. So the Taz notes that what we're talking about here is adding to shomei atfila during the silent Shmona Esrei. Ava lo yomar oso ha-shliach tzibur b'kol ram, afilu b'shomei atfila. So the shliach tzibur should not say it during the chazar sashat, even during shomei atfila. Umin agenu k'ayom sh'omer ha-shliach tzibur b'shomei atfila, afilu enu omer v'sein talu matar l'chud, aval eno omer v'sein talumata lechon ki im b'psukim u'sha'ar l'shonos u'chvar nitpas b'sidurim. So the Mishnah Berurah points out a minog that the Shliach Tzibur says a little paragraph during Shomei Atfila in order to ask for rain when necessary, but he doesn't say v'sein talumata alone. He adds it in, he weaves it in with other psukim and other requests. U'v'shabes v'rosh chodesh v'yomtiv maskirin yud gimel midos v'omer mizmori tehillim shal matar k'di isa b'sidurim shabes v'rosh chodesh v'yomtiv. So there was a practice to say Yud Gimel Midos and pray for rain using Tehillim, as I guess was printed in the Sidurim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Yud, Chozer u'mispalel. So we pointed out that if you live in a place where you need rain during the summer, and you said V'Sein Talumatar during Birkas Hashanim, so then you would not be obligated to repeat, but you could if you wanted to, B'Toras Nedava. So Mayri Shesiyin Kol Tfilaso. This applies only when you finish your entire tefillah. Va'oz Yaxor V'yispal Abedendava Mitchilas HaTfilah. Then you can repeat from the very beginning of Shemona Esrei as an Adava. However, you can't combine the two. We've learned in the past that you can't have half a tefillah that's a chova and half a tefillah that's an Adava. V'im Nizkar Kodem Shesiyin Lo Shayach Lomar Sheyaxor LeBirkas HaShanah V'yispal Abedendava. If you remembered, I said V'sein Talumatar, and you're in the middle of, you know, Ritzeh. So you can't go back to Birkas HaShanim, because then again, you would be davening half-half. El Yesayin Mitchila Kol Tfilah. So first you should finish the current tefillah, V'achar Kach Yachzor V'yispal B'Torah Nedava, and then afterwards you will say a Nedava. Mishneh Brura Yod Aleph is not obligated to return. Ayin B'vir Halacha Im Lo Haya Atziras Geshamim V'Shoa Matar B'Medino Seinu Mipesach V'Ad Atzeres. So if there was no drought, and you asked for, you said V'sein Talumatar between Pesach and Shavuos, Tzarech Midina Lachzor U'Lispal B'Torah Nedava. So in that case, you're Mechuyav to daven again as a Nedava. There's an interesting question that the post can deal with respect to V'sein Talumatar, which is how countries in the Southern Hemisphere should practice. So if you have, you know, in Australia or Brazil, where the seasons are flipped, what should they do in that case? So there are really two fundamentally different opinions. Rav Vazner, Shevet Alevi Aleph Chaf Aleph, this is all quoted in footnote 13 if you want to take a look. So Rav Vazner says that countries in the Southern Hemisphere should follow their own seasons, and they should actually flip it. They should say V'sein Talumatar in Birkas HaShanim when they need rain during their winter season. However, many, many, many other Achronim, the Torah Chaim, Reb Shmuel Salant, many others, pointing to out in footnote 13, say that no, these countries should still follow the practice of those in the Northern Hemisphere. They should say V'sein Talumatar when the Northern Hemisphere does. But if rain is harmful for them, so then they should say V'sein Bracha, and they should add V'sein Talumatar in Shomei Tefillah when necessary. That's what most Achronim say. Rotzvi Pesach Frank in Orach Chaim Aleph Nun Vav is even ties the Southern Hemisphere to the Northern Hemisphere even more so, and he says that they should always follow the Northern Hemisphere. And the only exception is that if they say V'sein Talumatar during their rainy season, then they don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. But he says that under all circumstances, they should follow the Northern Hemisphere. Actually, got this Shaila a couple of weeks ago. Someone asked me that a family member was visiting Australia, and they wanted to know what to do about this. So this was a very interesting Shaila. Okay. Kuf Yud Zayin Gimel continues the Shulchan Aruch. Im Shoa Matar B'Yemos Hachama Machzirinu. So if you say V'sein Talumatar during Birkas HaShanim, during the summer, when you don't need the rain, so then you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishneh Brura, Matar B'Yin Sheshal Tal Olo. It doesn't matter whether you asked for Tal, even if you just said V'sein Matar, you would still have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Continues the Mishneh Brura Yud Gimel, B'Yemos Hachama, Ayin Le'Ebo Sivka Yud Aleph, Ayin Bevir Halacha, Dim Shal Matar Achar Hechag, Af Kodem Shishan Yom Dit Kufa, B'Medinos Hatzrichos Lamatar, B'Tchilas Hachoref, Tzarech Lachzor U'Lispal Rach B'Toras Nedava. So if you say V'sein Talumatar after Sukkot, but before December 5th or 6th, and you live in a place that does need rain during that time, so then you would have to daven again, but only as a Nedava, not as a Chiyuv. Mishneh Brura Yudalid Machzirin Oso Hainu Im Okar Raglav Chozer L'Rosh HaTfilah. So if you're Oker Raglav, what does Oker Raglav mean? So the Mishneh Brura and the Shulchan Aruch are going to clarify later on that Oker Raglav doesn't mean that you physically take your three steps back, but rather that you say Elokai Nitzor and finish a Yule Ratzon, then you would be considered to have been Oker Raglav. So if you were Oker Raglav, you go back to the very beginning of your Shmona Esrei. V'im lo Oker Raglav chozer l'tchilas Birkas HaShanim. However, if you have not yet gotten to that point, so then you just go back to Birkas HaShanim. Even if you're in the bracha of Birkas HaShanim, and you remember before you finish the bracha, Yachzor Gamkein L'Tchilas Birkas HaShanim. You can't just add it in the middle, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, in Bir Halacha. So, let's talk a little bit about asking for rain during times when really you need the rain, but just for other reasons you don't say it. So what am I referring to? So what if you're living in Eretz Yisrael and you say V'sein Talumatar after Sukkot, but before Zayin Mar Cheshvan? So the reason why you don't say V'sein Talumatar after Sukkot is because we want to provide time for the Oli Regalim to get back to where they came. And you don't want rain interrupting their trip and disturbing their trip. But really, the land needs rain during that time. So what if you said V'sein Talumatar after Sukkot, but before Zayin Mar Cheshvan? So this was a Machlokas HaPoskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Al Yashiv say that you do not need to repeat your Shmona Esrei in that case, because fundamentally you needed the rain. However, the Chazon Ish says that you do have to repeat your Shmona Esrei in that case, because V'sein Talumatar is not yet applicable to Shmona Esrei until Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and therefore it was the wrong Hazkara. So that's also a good Machlokas to know about. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Tziv Dalet and try to finish up Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, the Dinim of V'sein Talumatar and Birkas Hashanim. Have a wonderful day.